Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Cyriacus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Well, children, we've several times this year during the Lenten season, we've spoken about the stational saint and the stational church, and how, remember from previous sermons, how the Pope in Rome many years ago would go and offer the Mass of the day in a certain church called the stational church. And the name of that church had something to do with the lesson in that day's liturgy. Well, St. Cyriacus is today's stational saint, and he's one of the 14 holy helpers and a very charitable man. He, when the Christians were put in prison, he would go and take them food and make sure they had enough water to drink and encourage them to be brave, stand up for the faith, and if they should have to die for the faith, to do so for the love of God. And for this, he was eventually caught and taken to prison, put in prison for a very long time before they took him out and they put him on the rack, which is a really terrible thing that the Romans devised to torture people. And they would put him there and they would stretch out his arms and his legs until they'd come out of socket. And it was really painful. And then finally they took him off of that and they beheaded him. And he's a martyr for the faith. Well, there's another Old Testament saint today who we honor, two of them really, Daniel the prophet and Habakkuk. And Daniel, as you know, stood up for the faith very much and wouldn't worship the king. You see, they wanted Daniel to worship the king, and he said, "I will worship no one but the true God." For that, the people came to the king, through the king, and they said, "Give us Daniel, or we're going to put you to death and all of your house." So he gave them Daniel, and they took him, and they put him in a den of lions. And these lions were fed many animals every day, but then for a long time, they were not fed anything, so that they were starving and just waiting for Daniel so that they could feast on him. But when he came, you know the story, he was put there and the lions crouched at his feet all that time. And Daniel began praying, thanking God for everything and making acts of confidence. But then he started to feel left alone, and he prayed to God that he wouldn't be forgotten. So God sent an angel to a prophet named Habakkuk. And he was making supper for himself. And the angel said, now that you've finished cooking, take that meal and go find Daniel and take it. You'll find him in a lion's den. Just take it to him. And Habakkuk said, "I don't know where this den is or where the city is, so I can't do that." So Habakkuk takes him by the hair of his head and delivers him at the speed of thought and puts him right in the middle of the lion's den. And you can imagine Habakkuk must have been really, really surprised at that, to see all the lions and Daniel. But he held out his supper to Daniel and said, "Here, God has not forgotten you. Take and eat of this." And then just as quickly as the angel had brought Habakkuk, he took him by the hair again and dropped him off at home. So at least the angel gave him rides both ways and didn't just leave him in one. But in any case, Daniel then began to thank God for having not forgotten him. One of the many lessons of today's Mass is charity. Do you know at the end of our life what the saints tell us? That we will all be judged on charity. That's an interesting thought. How charitable we are to our neighbors, how much we love God. And so we should always, during this life, Never forget that. Look for opportunities to practice charity and kindness towards others. If you notice that someone's having a bad day, don't make it worse for him by teasing him or anything like that, but try to help him. Try to help him in any way you can, especially by your prayers. And if you see that something needs to be done around home or here in the school, volunteer to do it. It's a good act of charity, and you'll be rewarded for that at the end. But always remember, you'll be judged on charity. So let's try to practice it our whole life long. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.